Coach Q, Dave, I don't know if you know this. He makes the head trainer play this whenever he walks in.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's legend.
Joel Quenneville, finest coach in the history of hockey. How's that for an introduction?
Oh, settle down. Anyways, hey, by the way, congratulations there, Grandpa.
How about it, huh?
Unbelievable.
Is she a beauty? She is a beauty. And I got a call from a high-ranking member of the Blackhawks administration last night that said you and the scouts may want to look at her for maybe a third-line position. I think it's a little early.
I think it's early. Our scouts are definitely keeping an eye on her right up the get-go. Great name, by the way, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name, don't you think? They did a good job. Abigail Grace.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Very nice.
Thank you. And I'll pass that on to Ross. Coach Good Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Did you have a tradition as a kid for Christmas? Were you, like, open the presents Christmas Eve, or did you do it Christmas morning, or was there something special your family did?
We would start off in earlier when we were really young. We'd open up one gift in Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning we'd get into it when we're kids. And then we got a little older, then we opened most of them up Christmas Eve, and then we go to midnight mass and then usually have a get together after midnight mass every year. So it was a fun time of year.
How many brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and two sisters.
Where'd you rank? Middle?
So I was right in the middle.
Yeah.
An older brother and sister, and so I was right in the middle, and, you know, a lot of trouble, you know, always action, a lot of stuff going on.
Who got up first? There's always one kid that gets up and wakes up all the other kids.
I was in the top two, let's put it that way.
And I assume when you said get up, everybody did.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. Everybody, you know, you couldn't wait. Couldn't wait.
And did you?
Now it's like the same way. You know, when you have your own kids, they can't wait either. But now we're at a different stage now, so it's going to be like you.
Well, it's funny too because your kids are older, like mine are. Your kids a little younger than mine. But the cool thing is now with this little baby coming along is it's going to, you know, bring back all the Christmas fun stuff again. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's what's great about being a grandparent and get to relive it again.
Yeah, it's pretty special. Hey, you've got a game tonight, which I think if we look at the schedule going back to October, we would have said, well, that could be fun. But this is now a really pivotal game because the Dallas Stars are turning into the team that a lot of experts thought they would be, maybe even a couple of seasons ago, and they're just hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, they are. They got they got a lot going on for them. They got they score like nobody else in the league, and they're you go into Minnesota, you're down 2-0, and you score 6 goals in the last 40 minutes. You're doing something right because they're the stingiest team in the league, especially with the lead. So it's a it's an offensive machine when you look at their lines. Where all four lines are productive, power play dangerous. Their back end's very active off the rush, but it's the quickness of their team that makes them as good as they are. And it's across the board where they're going to have that attack type of mode and that pressure on you. So let's be ready for them. We got to play the right way. We got to play our A game tonight, and let's see. But we haven't seen them yet. Should make for a fun game going into the break.
You're facing a couple of guys played a lot of hockey for you and have some Stanley Cup rings as a result. But is that something that maybe it's a big deal? It's a nice storyline for the game, but it's nothing that's really going to impact the game once you get out there on the ice?
Well, I think everybody have an awareness to, Sharpie and Johnny will do you out on the ice, and I'm sure those guys will have some moments where they get to push and shove against their old teammates as well, where they can, whether they say anything or not, but those will be fun situations for each guys. But at the same time, you're playing a game and your mind is basically doing the right thing and playing hard and doing it like that. So it's a things like that, maybe the emotions, you get a visit early in a game or something like that. And then once the game gets going there, I think you're in that new moment and then you're basically trying to do whatever you can to help your team.
So I meant to ask you, how many times have you been involved in a 6-on-3?
Once or twice in my life. Really? Yeah, and both sides of it. Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. I've seen the shorthander go in. But it's a...
it was a cool move. Nothing. I got to tell you, Lion King, it was a cool move.
Well, we only got a minute to go in the game. We only got a minute to go on the 5-on-3. I don't expect anybody to even get a chance to, when they shoot it, have a chance to even put it on directed at the net. So we dodged the bullet. The guy had time, and he made a pretty good shot and just missed. So, you know, a little bit fortunate as well. Then you would have said, why would you do that afterwards? So let's see. It's one of those things that, you know, I think when you get a chance to pull your goalie, you do it, especially when you don't think that they're going to get a chance to get it that good of a clear. And they get a lucky clear, but the guy had a direct shot, so we got lucky.
You know, the interesting thing is, because I've been a hockey fan since I was a little kid. I can never remember seeing a 6-on-3.
Never seen one.
And a 6-on-3, my thought is, and I think most fans feel this way, Coach, is just pepper them. Just every time you get the puck, fired at the net, because there's going to be somebody with a red sweater on ready to stuff it in. But guys are still looking for lanes. Is that a better play, looking for the shot?
Well, you got the 5-on-3 for the minute, right? And I've seen what the looks there are. And when
right.
You put somebody else out there, you never know. It could change the feel of the look or come up with a loose puck or, you know, just one more option that could give a little bit of deception or coming up with pressure on the puck when it's loose or. And, you know, the 6 guys that were out there are all, you know, our top guys. So you expect something good to develop, and it took us the whole 2 minutes to get it done.
And I guess you can't practice that, right?
Well, you could, but it's a situation that happens once every 10, 20 years.
So. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you wouldn't take the time to practice it because it doesn't come up.
No, especially since we hardly ever practice right now anyway. So it's no, we're not going to go there for, you know, we don't practice the goalie out very often either. So it's, but yeah, you know, we talk about it in situations like that. But our guys instinctually do what they can to get themselves open. And kind of when we're in the offensive zone on a cycle shift, where you got a lot of motion in your zone, in your group, and you're just trying to do whatever you can to sustain pucks and. The bottom line, the mindset of we need somebody at the net, and with a 6-on-3 or 6-on-5, you only get 2 guys at the net and make it tough, and traffic's usually the best solution to get that done.
Speaking of things I've never seen, there's a viral video going around now, Dave. You may have seen it in the last couple of days, of a high school team that was getting peppered, and they played 2 goalies. They pulled one of their guys, and they put both guys out like a short fielder in baseball. By the way, still lost big.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, I think you might be able to do it in high school in this particular league, but yeah, in the NHL, it might get a look.
Yeah, when there's no referees, you can get away with it.
Yeah. Speaking of pulling the goalie, is there a standard signal? I mean, you make that call, but then who waves Crawford off?
I will let him know, kind of get him on a prior whistle going into it. You know, being behind, whether it's going to be a kind of give them whether it's around 2 or, you know, or 1. I usually down a goal, you know, we're looking at the 1.5 mark. Well, he'll look at me and I will give him the wave.
Right. Is it a nod? Is it a
wave? I'll call him over. Like,
yeah. Like, get over here and get over here now.
What I'm doing right now that you can't see, I'm just waving you over.
Well, tonight ought to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Do you feel like a high-scoring game, or you think it's going to be a low-scoring game?
Oh, with these guys, I don't know. It's almost like you need 4 to beat this team.
Yeah.
But I don't want to think like that. So it's
sure.
Let's play a perfect road game and try to shut them down, which you'll be. That'll be the best challenge we've had all year. So let's go.
Do you anticipate having Hossa back when you get back from the break?
So we're hopeful for that, you know, these extra days here. That basically almost gets a week off going into that. So hopefully comes out clean and ready to go. But that's what we're looking for.
Good.
Hey, Merry Christmas, man. I'm out next week, and I know you are as well. Thanks for a great year. Can't wait for the second half, which is only a couple weeks away. But as I said the last time we talked, you're a good friend and a better coach.
Well, Merry Christmas, you gang, and have a great one. Enjoy the time.
Yeah, and thanks. And I'll tell Ross you said hi to Abigail Grace.
All right.
See you.
Thanks. Take
there
care.
You go. Oh, he's going to hit me with that,
did
Grandpa.
Did you phrase that right?
Yeah.
You're a good friend and a better coach.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
Yeah, he's a good friend. He's a great coach. I had a song that I pulled. Kev, did you say that song? The one I just told you I didn't want to play?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have the guts to do this, but Coach Q and I have a song, and I thought at the end of the year we could play it. Go ahead, roll it. You know, We don't get together that often, you know, because we're both busy. But when we do, he likes to sing this. I really can't stay. But baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go away. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you'd so drop in. Very nice. He really, you wouldn't think, but he really harmonizes well.
Like, oh, I would think so. Will start to
beautiful, worry. And you wouldn't believe how many pair of underwear I had to wear to get to that voice level, to hit those notes on the girl part. So
really, you guys sound good.
It's not bad, right?
Really good. It's got potential.
Listen to the dude. You can hear it's cute. Put some records on
while I play. You know, he normally, when he's coaching, you know, he gets that coach's voice. That raspiness. But when he sings, he sounds wonderful.
And there's a resonance coming off the mustache. You know what I mean? Yeah.